Livability becomes manageable once you treat it as a scorable question. A friend scored 2 cities across 7 dimensions before moving and found he cared more about seeing friends than housing price. International livability indices use medical, education, infrastructure, environment, safety weights designed for an average citizen, but your weight should reflect you. First principle, set weights, then fill scores. 6 observable dimensions, commute efficiency, over 90-minute one-way erodes life, housing cost-to-income ratio, over 35% squeezes other life, public service density, hospitals, schools, sports, environment quality, air, water, park access, job/income curve, and community belonging, deep ties within 3 years. Score each 0 to 100, multiply by personal weights summing to 100, translate vague preferences into verifiable sub-indicators, median commute, rent ratio, good air days, 15 minutes life circle coverage. Professional analysis, major cities average one-way commute ranges 35 to 55 minutes, rent to income below 30% frees other dimensions. A small sample showed lowering rent ratio from 42% to 28% raised environment/belonging self-scores 12 points. Each 10-point rise in 15-minute coverage lifted convenience 6-8 points, illustrative. Heap 3 tables, weight, data source, city summary, plus a red line rule, any dimension less than 60 enters risk list. Real cases, a woman chose Changsha by weight over Shenzhen/Kunming. A man chose Suzhou over Shanghai for job weight. Avoid 3 illusions, highest total wins, watch red line dimension less than 60, only now not trend, 1 score for life, rescore every 2 years. Turn scores into action, top 2 cities, 2-week immersion, daily 3 things log, rescore, exit plan. Livability's end is fit, not perfection. FAQ. Set weights by regret projection, use proxies when data missing, resolve couple conflicts by protecting both greater than 80 items, if gap 5, go immersive. The deepest illusion is believing a perfect city exists, adaptation, not perfection, is what you can actually control.